Blackstone Audio presents Flowers for Her Grave, A Grim Reaper Mystery by Judy Clemens. For my pal Jennifer L. Baumgartner, because it's never too late to find someone who really gets you. Chapter 1.
63 bottles of beer on the wall. 63 bottles of beer.
Casey pushed her hands over her ears. I can't take it. I can't. Not one more minute. I swear I'm going to kill him. Or kill myself. Death sighed. More work for me. No one ever considers how these things are going to affect me.
62 bottles of beer on the wall.
Casey groaned. Take me, Longku, I'm begging you. Quite an offer. Better than the one he's giving me. Can't say anyone would want to pass a bottle around with him. The man in question was drunk, obviously, and hadn't had a shower in days, if not weeks. His clothes were a conglomeration of things he'd scavenged, and his beard was a filthy rat's nest of graying hair and dried grass and who knew what else. The odor of alcohol, stale smoke, and B.O. filled the boxcar, where Casey had taken refuge during the night. It was getting on toward noon of the following day, and the sun had heated the car to an almost unbearable temperature. Casey didn't know where the train had traveled during the last several hours, but she didn't care. When it stopped, she was getting off. Death peered out through a crack in the car.
Where do you think we are?
No idea. Yeah, me neither. Hang on a minute. Death was suddenly...